Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street, this weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. Leading us off this week is a beautiful version of Amazing Grace, performed by Mount Calvary's own Terry Lee Ryan and Terry Wasser, with Brad Wasser on guitar. Amazing Grace on Blessings from Beulah Street. Sticking with the classic gospel hymns, here are the Mount Calvary Singers with Rock of Ages. Roger Wallace, and you're listening to Blessings from Beulah Street on WFAX, Christian Radio for the nation's capital.
It starts with a desire, planted deep within your heart. You pray in faith and wait for God to move. But time passes and you wonder, did he hear me when I called? Should I even have prayed that prayer at all? You never pray a prayer your father will not answer. He can't ignore his child's earnest request. Trust. Trials come and you're convinced you're on your own. But the teacher's often silent while you're in the hardest test. But he'll answer when it's time. Child's earnest request. While you're waiting and believing for what you thought was best, trust God if he says no. trust God if He says no, you're still blessed.
There must be a greater.
The Wisnitz with A Greater Yes. Here's Vicky Cocuzzi on piano, followed by Senior Pastor Charlie Wood with this week's message.
In the New Testament, in the third chapter, I'm going to read verse 12, starting at verse 12, Colossians, the third chapter. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another and forgiving one another. If any has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also forgive. But above all these things, reading in the 14th verse, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and be thankful. The 16th verse reads, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. And God, just give us a few moments here to focus upon you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Some years ago, there was a little girl, and she was memorizing the fruits of the Holy Spirit for her Sunday school class, her little Sunday school class. And she made just a little slight change. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And the problem, when she got up to recite it, she came up with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and remote control. You know what today is, don't you? Super Bowl Sunday. Remote control. I heard that, 100 million people would be watching the Super Bowl. They'd be just tuning in. Somebody said at one time, you ought to get as excited about going to church as excited as you get from watching the Super Bowl. And somebody says, well, okay, if Charlie makes a good point, we'll go up and dump some Gatorade on his head or something like that. That's not what we're talking about. I know that hopefully you'll have plans. Hey, if you watch the game, fine. If you don't watch the game, watch something else, doesn't. But you ought to get excited about whatever God lays upon your heart to do. I know over the last couple weeks, it's been amazing to see and feel God's grace. With the people who have surrounded me with their love and surrounded my family with their love, when you have a sibling that passes so quickly, unexpected. And I know that during these times, I don't know how it affects you, and I don't know how you look at things. I know when whenever there is a, what I would call a life event that happens, I always look to the inside. And I try to take a little checkoff list of my own self, of my own heart, and how I'm standing with God. And I love going back to this scripture. It's a scripture that I love. It's a scripture that I've read many, many times. And basically, it talks about Christian character. It talks about what I believe that God expects of us. It begins by that wonderful phrase in the 12th verse, and I love that, where it talks about put on these tender mercies, the kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. Put on these things. I know this morning when I got up and I looked out the window and I saw those flakes and all like that, I said, well, I know I'm going to wear, but I also know that I'm going to have my heavy jacket to simply put on to keep me a little warmer. To put on these things is to do an action. It is to prepare for the work that God has for both you and me. And it says the greatest thing you can do, the greatest thing to do is simply put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Yesterday after the service, the comments that I were hearing more and more and back again, back and forth, people were talking about how much love was shown in God's house yesterday. And from folks who were looking in as we live streamed the service, I got many comments. I had messages on my phone telling me about, oh, how beautiful it was to see how much my sister Linda was loved. And I know in my heart of hearts that she returned that love to those around her. Put on love, because that is the bond of perfection. Next, it says the peace of God. Let that peace of God rule your hearts. It's difficult at times. And I know the last couple of weeks that I've been a little bit, and I get a little anxious. I'm trying to figure everything out. We're trying to coordinate everything. And not everything works as well as you would like for it to go. Believe it or not, here in Northern Virginia, we have traffic. And sometimes we have traffic on 95 heading north. I'm shocked. But I'm not nearly as shocked as those people who come into town. Oh, my goodness. I was talking to one. He said, well, in my town, when we get three people in a stoplight, we start to complain. I said, well, welcome to Northern Virginia. My goodness. And I know that folks getting here, some are running late. We're doing that. And you know, and I'm the prime type of person. I know I should just be sweet and gentle and all that. What I do, I get anxious. And I have to once again to remind myself is simply allow the peace of God to rule in my heart. It'll work out. God will simply take care of it. Then in the 16th verse, it says, let the word of Christ dwell within you. You want a key to having love and peace with God? It simply begins by allowing this word of Christ, this Bible that I have opened. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Wow. Let the word of God dwell within you. It can happen through the scriptures that you read, and God will reveal a truth that only you might need to have individually. He may do it through a song. He may do it through a phrase. He may do it through a handshake, through a smile that simply you needed. Some years ago, Nelson and Virginia Bell, they had a beautiful, lengthy marriage. It was said that through their married life, they did as many things together and as often as possible. Great marriage, love. But later on, as they got older, Dr. Bell had to care for his wife. Now, one day, when Ruth Graham walked into her parents' house, Ruth Graham, if you remember, the great author and also the wife of who? Billy Graham. When she walked into her parents' house, she found her father there on his hands and knees, helping put on Mrs. Bell's stocking. Dr. Bell looked up at his daughter, and here's what he said. He said, the greatest privilege of my life is taking care of your mother. The greatest privilege in my life is taking care of your mother. True love sees service as a privilege. You have the opportunity to care for those loved ones around you. I know it can get difficult, and I know the stresses can be there. I know things can kind of get to you. But if you simply allow love to be the bond that controls your heart, controls your interaction with others. Tomorrow, Valentine's. It'll be a day that is filled with kindness and love one towards another. But folks, we ought to be celebrating Valentine's all year long. And I know I was tickled to get my little Valentine from Jesus, from ministers that sent it to me here in the area. There is a ball game being played today. Somebody will be the Super Bowl champion. Somebody will go home a little disappointed. Some years ago, I read about the quest for the Super Bowl ring. You know, all the Super Bowl winners, they give you a ring. And everybody says, oh, my Super Bowl ring, and how beautiful, how exciting, and all like that. But did you know that they also give a ring to the losers of the game tonight? They get a ring also. Now, by rule, they set forth that the value of the rings that the losing team gets has to be under half the value of the rings that the winning team gets. And it is said that those Super Bowl rings that the losers get, they are rarely worn because they feel that it signifies losing. Some years ago here in D.C., there was a team by the name of the Redskins. And in 1983, they went to the Super Bowl and won. And in 1984, they went back to the Super Bowl. And guess what happened? They lost. The quarterback at that time was Joe Theismann. And he says today that he wears both rings. He wears the winning ring from the Super Bowl, but he also wears the losing ring. And he says he does this to remind himself about putting forth his best effort. Here's what he said. He said, during the first Super Bowl game, he said, I was simply thrilled to be there, and I gave it my very best effort. We went back a year later. And he said, a year later, he said, things for me were different. He says, I was griping about the weather. I was griping about my shoes, the practice times, all the responsibilities that I had. He says, my focus was more on convenience and comfort than it was my effort. And he says, so I wear both rings, one to remind me when I put forth my best effort, and the other to remind me when I don't put forth my best effort. You know, I believe when it comes to church, when it comes to doing something for God, that you ought to give them your best. You're not going to do it right all the time. Putting forth your best effort doesn't mean that you're going to get it all right. Putting forth your best effort doesn't mean that everybody is going to be, oh, you did such a wonderful job. No, no, no. Putting forth your best effort simply means that you know in your heart of hearts that you've done the best that you can do. And why should you do that? Because Christ gave all. Christ showed his love by dying upon a cross. There was a college professor who, very learned, and he thought, well, he says, you know what? I'm tired about reading this thing about the Bible. And he said, all Christians are just a bunch of hypocrites, and I'm tired about this and that and the other. And he said, I think that I will just come up and figure out a way to have my own religion. He said, I'll write this thing out. It'll make sense. It'll strike a chord with people. He said, I'll be able to do this. So he went to his friend. He says, what do you think about my idea? He says, well, he says, the first thing I'll tell you to do is to go hang on a cross, be crucified, and rise again the third day. Once you've done that, come back to me with your idea. He says, because the one I serve did that for me. Tonight is the big game. I know you'll be watching more commercials than you will the game. I know how some of you are. And tomorrow will be a wonderful day of celebration. But I'm here to tell you that yesterday when I was standing here in this pulpit and I felt the love that I was surrounded with by the musicians, by the singers, by the family, and the many families that were represented yesterday, I knew without a shadow of a doubt what true love feels like. So, root for somebody. Root for whoever's going to win, whoever's going to lose. You'll get up tomorrow morning, probably forget about it. But trust me, there'll be somebody out there tomorrow morning needs to hear that you love them. They might need a phone call. They might need a little cheering up. They might need a little encouragement. I believe that Monday morning is when your Super Bowl should start, to show others that you care and love them. So Heavenly Father, we just ask now that you will simply challenge us to go about making love the bond that brings perfection in serving you. Challenge us to take your word and place it within our hearts and to do our best to simply put on the faith that we have and put it into action, God, and showing others how much we care. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone that took part in the service today and for everyone just simply making a choice to be here to celebrate your love. And God, if it be your will, bring us back again to sing praises under your name. We ask this in Jesus' precious love and name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Blessings from Beulah Street. If you have a prayer request or if you'd like more information about Mount Calvary Community Church, please call us at 703-971-0165. We'd love to hear from you. Mount Calvary Community Church is located at 6731 Beulah Street in Alexandria, Virginia. You can find live webcasts of our Sunday services on Facebook and find us online at www.mountcalvary.cc. You can hear replays of this and other Blessings from Beulah Street programs by going to blessingsfrombeulahstreet.com. Click on the Listen button. Now, on behalf of Senior Pastor Charlie Wood, Associate Pastor Matt Lanham, and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. Thanks for listening.